Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, Mr. Martin was arraigned this morning on murder in the second degree. This has culminated after an almost year investigation by this office and the Buffalo Police Homicide Unit. The Buffalo Police Homicide Unit have done a great job with our office here in putting all the pieces of this together, which led to an indictment and then the arraignment this morning on the indictment. He was indicted, well, no, he would have been indicted like last week. We reported out the end of last week and then arraigned today. Yeah, so the indictment within the past couple of weeks. Mr. Martin moved into this apartment on May Street. This residence on May Street was a double, lower and upper. The victim's girlfriend lived in the upper. And Mr. Martin moved into a room in the upper with the victim's girlfriend. Not in the same room. There's two different rooms. So she basically sublet a room to Mr. Martin in the upper apartment of this home on May Street. So that was a relationship between the victim and the defendant. The victim was the boyfriend of Mr. Martin's roommate. So the boyfriend had been over there on numerous times, and they got to know one another. The victim's girlfriend, she went out of town on Friday, July 28th, and she returned on Sunday night, July 30th. And she was trying to contact her boyfriend over the weekend via her cell phone and was unsuccessful in reaching him. And when she came back late Sunday night and he was still missing, she became concerned. The victim's family obviously hadn't seen him for a couple days, and on Monday, the concern got greater. The police were called for missing persons. The police went and searched the defendants where the victim lived. He then came and searched this. They came and searched his home. And they found him in the basement of this home on Main Street, dead with a gunshot wound to the head. We have an idea of what the motive is, but obviously I can't talk about that now because I want to bring that up at trial. The victim and the defendant knew one another. Like I said before, they had a relationship, through the roommate, which was the girlfriend of the victim, and the roommate of the defendant. So obviously, I'm very happy for the victim's family here that we were able to put together a good case here. Obviously, these are just allegations. He has been convicted of nothing yet, and so everything that I've told you today is just the allegations that are made against him, but he will now be tried now for second degree murder.
Did Mr. Martin continue living with the woman, with the roommate, after the conversation with the
No. He moved out shortly thereafter.
When was the body discovered?
On Monday, July 31st.
Because moving out raised the first flag that this might be the person of interest.
I'm not sure. I think everyone was a person of interest at the time. I believe that the girlfriend was also a person of interest at the time. So everyone was, at first no one had any idea what happened here. So everyone was, like I said, Buffalo Police did a thorough investigation here, and again, it's taken almost a year to put the pieces together here, and obviously those pieces will come out at trial, and once he is. If in fact it comes to a resolution, I'll be more than happy to talk to you about what the various pieces of the puzzle are. I just can't right now. I don't want to prejudice my case, obviously.
How long was Martin living in the apartment for all of this?
Since January. So he moved in January. It's happened in July. So he'd been there about 6 months, almost 7 months. Yeah.
Was there anything that turned the tide against him that made him the sole suspect in the
Yes. Yes, but I can't tell you. Yes, I mean, as the investigation proceeded, then obviously Mr. Martin became more and more a person of interest here, and we were able to, like I said, put the pieces together of the puzzle, and now we believe we have the puzzle intact. But I can't tell you what the pieces are right now.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
No problem.
I used, as much as you can say it before the case, are you satisfied that Martin's the only person involved?
Yes. Allegedly, yes.
As attorney of the day, he didn't have a lot of time on his client. Mr. Justice said that he didn't have any prior record or significant record in the defendant.
Yeah, I'm not aware of having any prior record. But if I knew that he had a prior record, I probably wouldn't tell anybody that. I don't want that to taint him at all, or to give him an unfair advantage here going forward. But I'm not aware of his record, though, I'll tell you the truth.
Which airport he works at?
No, but okay. Kate can get it for you, though. I don't know.
Is he from here,
Mr. Martin? Yeah, from what I understand, yes, he's from Amherst. Lives in Amherst. I don't know if he was born and raised in Buffalo area, but he lived in Amherst. He's from Amherst. Yeah. But he was living at this address, yeah.
Do you know offhand the future court dates for him?
No, they haven't. A new judge has to be assigned to the case, and once a new judge gets assigned to the case, then we'll get a court date. It was in special term today because it was a sealed indictment. So it was a sealed indictment. Therefore, we had to arraign it in special term. So Judge McLeod today is just a special term judge. It'll get assigned to another judge to handle the case. So once we get that information, I'll get it to you, Mark, for sure.
There's a large group in court today, a lot of family members.
Yeah.
It was almost a year ago that this happened. How important is it for your office to give closure and relief to those people that were down there today?
It's extremely important. When I started in this office back in 2001 when I got out of the Navy, and I was assigned to the Homicide Bureau, one of the old-time Buffalo Police homicide detectives told me, John, when you're a homicide prosecutor, you speak for the dead. You provide justice for that individual who succumbed to the ultimate crime we have in society, which is murder. So I take homicide cases obviously very seriously because I believe that they are the most egregious case that we have in society. There's nothing worse than killing another human being. So whatever I can do to provide justice for the individual who lost his life, and in conjunction with their family, that's what I get paid to do, and that gives me a great deal of satisfaction. But again, to be fair, we have not come to a resolution yet in this matter. These are all just allegations. Mr. Martin is not guilty of anything right now. He is innocent until proven guilty, and obviously I will have I'll be able to elaborate on that question more if, in fact, this case comes to a resolution. 25 to life. Murder in second degree, 25 to life.
Murder in the second degree.
Correct.
I pursue that charge. Isn't there, if first degree is the most severe?
Yeah, but again, we don't have enough to prove first degree murder. The elements of there are specific elements in the first degree murder charge that are specific to certain fact patterns. This fact pattern does not warrant that charge. Probably. 99% of our cases, our murder cases, are all murder in the second degree. Very few meet that threshold for murder in the first degree.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.